Want to tell you something fairly special. I have a series of stories that I tell my grandchildren, and they're called Ron on the Ranch. And it's set in Saskatchewan, where Grandpa is a farmer and he's looking after livestock. And Ron lives in the city of Toronto, down in the big smoke in the streets where the buses are going by and the trains are going by, and they hardly know what grass is in that part of the city because it's all concrete and paved over with cars and hustle and bustle. And so Ron just loves it when he gets an invitation to go and visit his grandpa on the ranch. Now, so far, he has only visited in the summertime. And he would go and stay quite a few weeks in the summer with his grandpa on the ranch and help him and enter into life there. But this year he has been invited to come for a few days right before Christmas. And so when he got that phone call from his grandpa to come and visit him because there were some special things going on, well, Ron, who's only 10 years old, was really excited. And before you know it, he was on that airplane and taking that few hours trip all the way to Saskatoon, where his grandpa would meet him in his red truck. And Ron knew to watch out for that red truck when he came into landing. And sure enough, as they came down into the airfield, there was the red truck, and he knew that was his grandpa ready to pick him up. And so there very soon they were on the road and out toward the ranch. And Ron, well, he always filled his grandpa in with all the stories from home. And he would give out all the family secrets and tell his grandpa what was good and what was bad, and what was new, and if he had been a good boy or a bad boy. And his grandpa, he just soaked up all the news. Now, his grandpa had a red truck, and at his farm he also had a red barn, and he had a little horse that was almost red, and that was for Ron. And of course that was always exciting, to get out of the red truck, run into the red barn, and there to see his own little red horse. And he was looking forward to getting it out again. And so he took his little bag into the farmhouse, right there in the middle of the ranch. And when they got in, his grandpa said, "Have I ever got a treat for you?" And he said to Ron, "Here's what's for supper tonight." And it was milk and cookies. Well, it was always milk and cookies. That never changed, even though it was Christmas time. And so Ron said to his grandpa, "What's happening? What are we going to be doing?" And he said, "Well, tomorrow we've got some work to do to look after the cattle and the horses. But in the evening, we've got an invitation to a neighbor's Christmas event on Christmas Eve." And Ron said, "Whoa, that will be something. But tonight we're going out onto the pond," and said, "We're going to get our flashlights, our torches, and we're going down the hill to the pond, and we're going to walk right out on the ice-covered pond." And his grandpa said, "Did you know, Ron, that if you're going to walk on ice, it needs to be 4 inches thick? If you're going to have a snowmobile on the ice, it needs to be 8 inches thick. And if you're going to drive on it with a small vehicle, it needs to be 12 inches thick. Otherwise, you'll just plunge through the ice and it'll be dangerous. But don't worry, it's minus 17 outside. So there's lots of ice." And so down the hill they went, and Ron just dashed onto the ice, and he was skidding around. Didn't have any skates or any equipment. He just skidded around in his footwear, And of course, he would fall a few times, but that didn't matter because there was a nice soft layer of snow all over the pond. Well, that was good fun, and his grandpa laughed off watching him having a good time. But before long, it was getting so cold that he wanted to go back inside. Now, Ron asked his grandpa, what's our bedtime snack tonight? And sure enough, it was milk and cookies just before bedtime. And as it was getting late, it was time to get tucked in because the next day was going to be a long day. And so he got to sleep and he got up early because his grandpa was a farmer and he always got up early. And so immediately there was breakfast. And what was it? Milk and cookies for breakfast. And so before long, they were out on the farm. They checked a few animals in the barn and then they went out to feed the cattle. Now, that was a relatively easy job because over there in the prairies, they just take the big, big bales of hay. They don't even try to lift them. They just slash the cord with a knife and it sort of opens up and the cattle start eating. And all they had to do was check the bales, check the cows, and all was well. So they put in their time in the barn, and of course Ron, he had a ride in his little red horse, and that was always a delight. So in the evening, they had to get ready to go to the special event. They didn't need supper because there was going to be food. And so he asked his grandpa, what are you bringing for food tonight? And grandpa said, milk and cookies. Everybody loves my milk and cookies. And so they got into the truck. They drove down the roadway. It was so bumpy, not just because it was gravel, but because it was icy and full of snow. And they drove. It was a long time. You talk about visiting your neighbors. That's not just going over the fence. It was miles away out there in Saskatchewan before you would find your neighbor. And so they pulled up into the yard and there was a whole bunch of trucks there. And they went into the farmhouse with the milk and the cookies and the farmer's wife. She was there to receive them and greet them. And they said, but the party is in the barn. And so off they went to the barn in that farm. When they went inside, there was a lot of people there and they were sitting around on bales of hay. They had a little, not an open fire, but a heater going to keep them warm in the barn. And there was music. Everybody was enjoying the music. And then after a while, it sort of tried to sort of dull down a bit. And people were asking, are we having the pastor's story tonight? And they said, oh, yes. But there was a problem because the pastor had a sore throat. He couldn't speak hardly. He was like a frog croaking. And he said, well, it's okay because I brought my Sunday school teacher with me. And he's going to tell the story. And so his story was on the meaning of Christmas. And he really just opened the Bible and gave out a couple of texts and he said, my story tonight really is that the meaning of Christmas is firstly man's ruin. You know that verse, Matthew 1:21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the Sunday school teacher began to talk about that's the reason why the Lord Jesus came into the world, because of our sins. And he went on to talk about all kinds of sins. And he listed them and he asked people, did you ever commit a sin? And he asked people, is there anyone here that's free from sin? Well, if not, then Jesus came for you. And if you will confess you're a sinner, you will realize that the Lord Jesus came into the world just for you. And then the Sunday school teacher began to talk about the remedy. The remedy, and the verse for that was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Ron was listening, and the Sunday school teacher talked about the remedy, God's love. God so loved the world. Even though people were sinful, rebellious, and wicked, God still loves sinners. And he proved it by sending his Son so that we would not perish. And he talked a long time about the remedy, that it was like medicine for a disease. But you've got to take the medicine. And it was the blood of Jesus that was required, because there was no other way for God to save sinners. If there had been any other way, do you think God would have sacrificed his Son? And the Sunday school teacher really got up and pounded the story and told people, do you not get it? Do you not understand that God loves you so much and that he sent his Son to suffer so terribly on that cross? That's the remedy for your sins. And then the next verse was about peace, that he is the Prince of Peace, and that he came into the world to bring peace, glad tidings and peace. And the Sunday school teacher really lowered his voice down low and said to everybody sitting on those bales with the little fire glowing in their faces, and the Sunday school teacher said, do you have real peace in your heart? Well, that's the meaning of Christmas. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, not to stop wars, not just to bring peace among nations, but peace in our hearts, that we would have peace with God, and that we would have God's wonderful gift of salvation, to live with God for all eternity. And Ron was listening, and he began to be very sad. And then the singing started, but Ron was still sad, because he realized that he was sinful and he had no remedy. He didn't have the Lord Jesus in his heart, and therefore he had no peace. And while everybody else was singing, and soon some were going home, and they were saying goodbye, and all those trucks were starting up in the freezing cold, and the smoke of the tailpipes were filling the farmyard, and they were driving off, Ron was very quiet. He hardly said a word. And his grandpa asked him on the drive home, what's wrong, Ron? You're very quiet. And Ron said, I don't have any peace in my heart. I don't have a remedy for my sin. And his grandpa said, well, that's a good thing to realize. But you can have the remedy in your heart, and you can have God's peace in your soul. And he said, when we go home, we'll get the Bible and talk about it. And so, after their drive home, and they went checked the barn for the animals in the barn, and then they went in, and it was getting near bedtime, and Grandpa got out the milk and the cookies again, but he also got out his Bible. And he said to Ron, what do you think of this verse? Do you not think that this verse, God could use it to save you? And Ron said, what is it? It was 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Ron said, what does that mean? Well, if we confess we're sinful, if we acknowledge that we've done wrong and we're not innocent or free from sin. Oh, that's me, Ron said. I feel it terribly. And then If we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us. That means He will wash away, clear away all the guilt in your heart. Enron said, oh, that's what I need. And then you'll have peace. And so Ron, he looked up that verse and he thought about it and he thought about it. And then his grandpa says, all you need to do is pray about it and ask God to do this for you. Take away your sins. And Ron did. And then it was bedtime. Now in the morning, Ron was going home. Because you know that the cheapest day to travel in all the year is Christmas Day. And Ron had a flight back to Toronto. And so he had to get up early and pack his bag. And his grandpa gave him a gift. It was the gift of a Bible. And he said, Ron, I want you to take this home and read it every day. And Ron promised. And on that flight home, Ron read many parts of the Bible. He read about Mary and Joseph and the Lord Jesus being born. And he read John 3:16. There it was, right in the Bible, just like the Sunday school teacher said. And he wanted to remember that, and he put one of those serviettes that you get in the on the airplane, he put that inside the Bible in the page where John 3:16 was. He wanted never to forget where to find it. And then when he got home, his dad met him, and he never said much. But when he got inside the house, and he sat down with his mom and dad, he told them the story of how he had become a Christian on Christmas Eve and how he was now reading the Bible. And that's the wonderful good news of Ron on the ranch at Christmas. So we have the Ferolino family, who are going to sing and play for us tonight.